Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Nidus Anarchy series. I'm your host, Adam. I'm also the CIO of Nidus. And today we're going to be talking about software assessments and why they're important. But before we get off to that, I think I'm going to do a shout out to all of the contractors out there that have been working in this crazy IAM world over the past, let's see, I've been doing this now for about 20 years. And one thing I can tell you is this stuff is crazy frustrating, right? I mean, these systems are massively complicated. We have, you know, requirements out the wazoo, scope creep. That's just the world we live in, right? So this shot is to you guys. It's after hours here, so I don't feel bad about doing this. Neither should you. So cheers. Let's talk about vendor assessments. Why are assessments important? I think this one should be pretty obvious. A lot of companies feel that they need some type of a software solution. Like, hey, you know what? We need to redo our IAM infrastructure, or our SSO tool is super old, or we don't have anything in Federation and we have everybody signing in individually across all these systems. Whatever it is, there's some crazy problem going on that's either massively time consuming or super expensive, or most likely both. And we need a solution. Now, at this point, everyone's realized that you really need to plan what your identity management implementation is going to be, how you're going to do it, with what software, and you really thoroughly need to think this out before you do it. Because they learned most likely the hard way, which is when you don't do that, you spend 2 years doing this crazy implementation, spend a ton of money, and then find out you did it wrong, you didn't accomplish your goals, everyone's pissed off. You've switched vendors 3 times halfway through the thing, right? I mean, it's the complexities and nightmares of these projects can be insane. So performing a legit assessment before you even go down that path will save you a ton of time and money. And that's what we really try to help with our clients is we really try to tell people, take a couple weeks to really just dedicate the time, get your key staff members, get the high level executive support, and get in there and say, hey, look, we're really going to huddle down and figure out exactly what the solution is that we want that solves the problems we need to solve. And it's not that difficult. It's just a matter of setting aside the time, right? So the first thing you want to do is figure out what are your pain points. This is the first thing I ask a client every time I walk in is, what are your pain points that you want to solve? Everyone comes in with these lofty goals, or they hear the buzzwords, or they're reading the Gartner Magic Quadrant, and that's how they're picking things, or they learn something at a conference. Forget that. Just go right back to the basics. What's the problem? What's the problem we need to solve? Where are you spending all of your money that you shouldn't be? Where are all your customers getting pissed off at you because something's not working right? Or where are all your employees getting hacked because there's too much of a liability or too much risk open in certain areas? What are those pain points that we can solve? Once we have those pain points, now we know where we need to focus on. With those pain points, we're going to say, look, let's say one of the pain points is we have multiple PAM solutions already purchased. We need to consolidate and pick one that will solve all these problems. We want vaulting. We want vaulting of secrets. We want ephemeral accounts. We want blah, 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 blah. You list out all your requirements. That's where we go next. Once you have your pain points, now list out your requirements. Just create a spreadsheet. You don't have to do anything crazy. Just list out everything. This is everything we like to have. And what I recommend people to do as well is, because you kind of, a lot of people will confuse requirements with a wish list. Requirements are the things that you have to have. If you don't meet these things, the project is a failure, right? So list out all the things you want as well, but highlight the ones that are specifically requirements, meaning these things have to be solved. If these are not solved, then we're not even going to do it. And then from there, you can say these things would be really good to have. You put those as like a medium priority. And then you have like, look, and if we're able to accomplish this, or we're even able to do these other things, even better. Because now what we're going to do is we're going to go through vendor selection. So once we know what your pain points are, we know what your requirements and your wish list is, from there we can say, okay, hey, look, given this, and a lot of times your requirements also, right, budget. It's not necessarily what the product can do, but it's, hey, there's products that can do everything. But do you have the budget to purchase that? Do you have the budget to support it? Do you have the budget to implement it? Or do you have to do a complete lift and shift off something to put that in? And how long is that going to take? So the budget is obviously a huge part of your requirement. So make sure you put that in there. So now that we have your pain points picked out, we have the requirements kind of listed out, then we work with vendor selection. We say, okay, given all your requirements, here's all the vendors that can meet or exceed what it is you're looking for. And from there, obviously, we look at the Gartner Magic Quadrant and who's the leaders and shakers and movers and who's paid to play to be up there in the top. And then we also like to say, hey, look, here's other vendors out there that aren't on the, they're not even mentioned by Gartner, but they're doing things that are blowing those guys out of the water, but you just don't know about them yet. Because maybe your budget isn't high enough for those big products, those, you know, big like blue chip companies, and you need something a little bit smaller. That's also possible. So once we have all those vendors put together, what we're then gonna do is kind of a vendor review. So we internally, before we contact the vendors, because obviously no one wants all those sales guys just jumping down your throat trying to sell you the product. From there, we go and say, hey, look, with this vendor, they can solve all these problems and they have these capabilities. With this vendor, we can solve all these problems and these capabilities. And you're looking at a budget of around this or this or this for the product, this or this or this for the support. And it's gonna take roughly this amount of time to completely switch out what you have with this new product or to put it in completely new whatever. We give kind of a really rough idea. We've worked with pretty much every company that's out there. So we have an idea as to what their software supports are. We're also partners with a lot of the big companies out there, so we can actually get direct quotes from them. And from there, now we say, okay, now let's score them. So now we have all of our, we have our pain points, we have our requirements, we have our vendor list that we know can meet or exceed the requirements plus all the wish list. And then from there we say, okay, for each one of these, here's how well each vendor can solve this particular requirement. From there, we kind of create a scoring list, right? And at the end of that scoring list, we say, hey, these vendors have, this is your top vendor that's reached the maximum score out of all the things. And then here's all the other ones and how they've ranked as well. It doesn't necessarily mean, hey, this is the one you need to buy. It just says, hey, this is the one that's meet or exceeded all your requirements requests, but maybe the budget's super high on that one, but this one, it does almost as much, but it's half the cost, right? That's also a possibility. So from there, we have our scoring, and then it gives you a much clearer picture of not just the product that you want to buy, or in some cases with clients, product you already have. How many of you guys have software that's just sitting on the shelf that you've bought and you're paying licensing for, and you're not even doing anything with it? This happens all the time. I mean, there's so much money that you can save just by kind of either reorging, eliminating, or pulling software off the shelf that you're not even using. And you could actually probably accomplish a lot of the goals you want. You're just not really sure how to do it. That's where companies like ours come into play really well, because we've done this so many times. I mean, we've been doing this since early 2000s. So we've been through a lot of crazy companies, pretty much every large financial company, healthcare, government, foreign, domestic. I mean, it's insane. Every type of deployment out there, we've worked in it. So once you know what the product is to purchase, you're also going to know how to implement it at the same time. So a real assessment should tell you, I understand what you want done. I understand the requirements that have to be done. And with that, here's an idea of what the product that you're looking at, here's how it would be implemented and about how long and how much money. So now you go into this with twofold things. One is you have a much clearer understanding of how to accomplish your goals and how to reach, you know, the point that you want to be within your entire infrastructure, but also you now have a plan. So you can go up to your execs, you know, the C-levels or whoever you have to pitch this thing to and say, hey, look, we're not just winging this thing here. I didn't just go to the conference and come back and say, hey, we, you know, such and such company says we can do this for $250,000. It's like, no. You spend a little bit of time and money up front to say, hey, look, we have a really honest assessment of what it's going to take to reach these goals within this particular time frame, and here's the whole plan and how the whole thing's going to be laid out from soup to nuts, from right now all the way up through product purchase and delivery of the entire solution at the end. When you have that information, you now can make a much clearer, you know, pitch to get the budget if you need that. You also have the time frame, which is hugely important because you need to manage your resources accordingly. Do you need to bring in a professional services firm? Can you do this all internally and you don't need anybody? Do you need to hire the services of the vendor that you're going into? Can you do third party? You'll have all these questions already answered. So now there is no guesswork. You know exactly what it's going to cost you. You know exactly the time frame it's going to be. And you know the implementation plan to deliver it. That is worth its weight in gold. Don't lose millions of dollars and years of time figuring it out as you go. Spend a month or two figuring it out from the beginning. Get all that information lined up, deliver it into a single tight package, and from there, you're going to be monumentally successful in your implementation. You're going to save yourselves a ton of headache and a ton of pain on implementation. So please, please, please look into the assessment route. I know it sounds like counterintuitive from the beginning, but I promise you, every successful implementation that I've ever done has always started with an assessment, every single time. So do the best practice, listen to what others have already done. Don't learn from the mistakes, learn from the mistakes of others. Get your assessment done, figure out where you want to go, and then from there, you just plan and run. So I hope this has been helpful. I've had a great time. It's been the end of the week for me, so I'm going to do one more shot of my favorite liqueur, which is also an official shot of the New York Rangers. Go Rangers. We are not plugged by this company at all. This is all I love. If you like what we're doing, please follow us on YouTube, subscribe. We're also on all the podcast platforms. If you want to be on our podcast, please come and approach us. Adam@Nydus.com, NYEDIS.com. All the social medias, @Nydus IAM, NYEDIS IAM. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. If you have questions or you want to know how assessments work in more detail, hit us up. We don't charge to talk to you. We want to help you out. We're here to make sure that your full implementation goes well. Cheers. Happy weekend, everybody.